grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is to vet Dr. David Kennedy, and hopefully he'll be calling in, or maybe we can get him during the break. But David is a dentist who retired now, done a lot of work on fluoride and mercury, and so concerned about what's happening to the general health of the American people. I did an interesting interview yesterday with a gentleman who was talking about the feds in the classroom, and already the disastrous influence of the federal government in the classroom, so that by the time our students graduate from high school, they really can't be competitive. And it was so reminiscent of an article I'd read this last week by a liberal commentator who was talking about going to a graduation ceremony at one of America's most prestigious universities. And it was here that they were awarding a doctorate degrees. This university was primarily known for turning out some of the finest scientists in the world, and usually in electronics and computer technology, things of that sort. And the title of the article was A Brain Drain, and as the commentator said, as he sat there and watched the young people come forward to receive their degrees, they were all Chinese, Oriental. None of them were Anglo-Saxon, typical run-of-the-mill Americans. And his not that there's anything wrong, not that a Chinese can't be a good American, just as good as you or I can. But the difficulty is that a lot of these people are going to go home to their home countries. They're going to take the knowledge that they've obtained in their advanced doctorate degrees with them to build up the economy and scientific basis of their country rather than here in the United States. And, you know, as you contemplate that, what we're talking about is, you know, America's had one advantage here, and that is we've certainly been the most productive, had the most technology, the most scientific advances. And it is that has kept America ahead of the rest of the world. Certainly there's been a planned program to ship our manufacturing overseas, and they've done that. Then, of course, they've brought in a lot of people from other countries who could do these very, very specific jobs, high-tech scientific jobs, because they'd work for much less money than our own graduates would. But the question is, why do we have so few people who are capable of getting the advanced degrees, their doctorates in science? And, of course, what the ordinary explanation is, well, it's just that the educational system has failed. But is it possible there's another explanation? Is it possible that what we're being told really isn't true? Well, most people find it very difficult to believe that anybody would want to destroy the minds of our children, that there would be an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to destroy a mind. You hear these slogans, oh, mind is such a terrible thing to lose. That's why we need more money for education. And for 50 years they've been saying it, and for 50 years the IQ of our students have been dropping, so that by the time the average American graduates from high school, they cannot compete with children from other nations. Do you honestly believe that is simply accidental? And the reason that this fits in with what Dr. David Kennedy has to say is the fact that, of course, he points out that mercury, the mercury in our fillings, the mercury in the vaccines, that they are still giving to our children. And if you believe for one moment that they removed the mercury from the childhood vaccines, you are incredibly naive. They remove most of the mercury from the vaccines they give for childhood diseases, but they leave it in the vaccines they give to infants for diseases which are adult diseases. So they still give the infants, when their minds are molding, the toxic substances, and they specifically put it into influenza vaccine, which really doesn't do any good. The thimerosal, the mercury, doesn't do any good to sterilize the vaccine, but it does help to sterilize their minds. They give it to their mothers. It's recommended for every woman in the first trimester of pregnancy. And if you're lucky, why, you'll get a Rogaine shot and get a double dose to destroy your child's mind. And then, of course, at 6 months of age, and again every year, they're going to recommend that mercury shot for your children. They're lying. Then they know what they're doing. They know the disastrous effects it has, not only on the mind, but on the fertility. And if you have not yet seen Dr. David Abe's excellent DVD or video we carry entitled Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, it is available through Radio Liberty. That's Mercury Autism and Global Population Agenda, and we have it both in video and in DVD. And when you get it, you get a free CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation, thousands of pages of documentation. They know. They just don't want you to know what they're up to. Dr. Kennedy, you there?
I'm right here.
Hey, thank you so much. Well, we were leading into what you're going to talk about today, and I want you to tell our listeners about what happens to the blood lead level when you fluoridate the water. I think that this is so hard for people to understand. We're talking about lead in the blood of children where the water is fluoridated. What's this all about?
The material they're putting in the water, allegedly to benefit the children's teeth, is not fluoride. And that is shocking even to some dentists. It's that the material, they call it the fluoridating agent, is actually raw, untreated, hazardous waste from the pollution scrubbers of the phosphate mining industry. And so when they add this complex potpourri of lead, arsenic, and hydrofluosilicic acid to the water, that apparently the bad actor, other than the arsenic, which causes an additional cancer of 1 per 1,000 water users, is the hydrofluosilicic acid. It extracts lead from the environment, whether it's the water pipes or in your stomach, and doubles the blood level of lead.
Oh, but that's the white. When we get back from there with just the black, then you wonder why so many of our young black men are in prison, probation, and parole. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, I understand back here at the Network, I guess, this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, we were talking about the one reason why so many of our young people cannot think. We were talking about the use of hydrosalicylic acid, which is added to your water. Now, most people believe that they're fluoridating water. Fluoride, it would be bad enough. However, they're adding this toxic substance to 90% of the communities that are fluoridating their water. And so many communities across the country are being bribed. For instance, Watsonville, just across the county from where we are, small little city, they're offering us $1 million to fluoridate the water. Why would anybody offer a community $1 million to fluoridate the water? I got the same story from Southern California. Who's putting up this big money? I mean, I thought this had to do with, you know, preventing cavities in the teeth of children.
Yeah, they've got
another agenda. So, you know, if we look and see what's going on in America, most Americans don't understand that we have about 7 million Americans are in prison, probation, or on parole today. 7 million Americans, that's over 2% of our population. Of the young blacks, a third of young black men are on prison, probation, or parole. Lead has a disastrous effect on the mind. It increases rage, it lowers intelligence, it increases violent behavior. Why would anybody add lead to our drinking water when there is no safe level of lead? They insist you take your lead paint, out of your rooms. Lead is a toxic waste. Lead destroys minds of our children. They've taken lead out of everything. My goodness, a toy with lead in it. The government's so concerned. But why aren't they concerned about the lead they're adding to our drinking water? Could this really be true? Tell the story, please. Go ahead, David.
Well, it's a crime, in my opinion, of major proportions. To if I walked into a school and I gave the children there little tablets of lead candy, for example, to chew on, that I would be arrested before I could get around the corner. And yet we have a government program that exposes millions of children to high levels of lead. And that's basically, they basically deny they're doing it. And yet there's more science, more evidence that this is causing damage to the children than there is that water, fluoride, is a benefit to the children.
Well, there's one study with, 400 and over 400,000 children. They've tested their blood levels of lead
in three different states. And so they have, there's really no doubt that it's occurring. And all we get are denials from the people responsible. They don't have any scientific evidence to show that there's any flaws in the research that indicates that they are causing harm. You were mentioning that people don't understand what we've learned in the last 30 years about lead. But what lead does is it damages the way the brain produces hormones like serotonin, and that with low levels of serotonin, you have no impulse control or lowered impulse control, and so you end up with violent crime, not the kind of crime where somebody might, you know, take your stereo because they liked your stereo better than theirs. It's the kind where they walk up and stick a knife in you or fire a gun at you or just go ballistic. And that's because they're not thinking right. They're not, you know, we think, oh, they're acting crazy. Well, there's a reason for them to act crazy, and that's lead in the brain. And that's what hydrofluorosilicic acid does. And the children, and it seems to have to happen when the child is fairly young. And so what they did is they did a huge study on the amount of lead in the brains of children. They found that if they happen to live in a fluoridated community, it doubled the amount of lead in the blood of children. And so there is no other research showing that this isn't happening. This is exactly what's happening. And
well,
so,
what about blacks?
If you happen to be African American, that the amount of blood lead level goes up not one, not two, not three, not four, but sixfold, a 600% increase in the number of children with high blood lead levels if there was any other source of exposure to lead. And that means, like, if you lived in an old house, theoretically, if your house was built before 1970, the water pipes in the house were soldered with a 50-50 lead tin solder, and that the hydrofluorosilicic acid apparently can suck the lead out of the pipe. And if you go to the U.S. Patent Office and ask them, you know, for hydrofluorosilicic acid, and if there's any patents on it, there is. That the people that make the stuff have patented for the purpose of removing lead from brass. Well, you know, if you've got a high-dollar brass faucet, hydrofluorosilicic acid going through the faucet, sitting there overnight, will suck the lead right out of that faucet. So there's no reason to have this stuff in our water supply. It's a crime that's being promoted by our government. There's $100 million a year. You were asking about the money. That the bulk of the money comes directly from the United States Treasury. Is it there is $100 million a year advertising program to tell you how good it is to have fluoride in your water supply from the United States Public Health Service. And that's almost a 60-year-old program. That is your tax dollars at work for basically industry. Industry produces the hydrofluorosilicic acid, and government promotes you to put it in your water supply. That's the crime of the century right there.
And the harm that it's doing, not only the minds of the white children, but specifically, in my estimation, targeting the blacks. They know what they're doing.
Well, you know, Stan, it's not just the blacks. The Hispanics had a 400% increase. There were not enough Asians in those communities to do a decent statistical analysis. It was three different states. They were primarily back east. Dr. Masters has essentially reproduced the study, and it hasn't been published yet, but in western states showing the same thing. But, you know, his theory is, and he's an epidemiologist and a psychologist and a toxicologist. He doesn't know exactly why this is going on, but his theory is that it has to do with calcium. Is it the people who are the lactose intolerant, and that would be lots of kids, especially African-American, Asian, Hispanic, can't stand milk, or they can't afford milk. And so you end up with the lead is attracted to calcium. So there is a chance that if you have calcium in your stomach at the same time, it hooks up with the fluoride and the lead, and it goes on out of your body. On the other hand, if you're a hungry little kid who might be, you know, like not eating breakfast, and you get a glass of water or coffee or whatever, it ends up in your bloodstream. And that seems to be that there's some sort of connect between calcium metabolism and lactose intolerance and fluoride exposure. We've known for years that there's much more calcium, link between calcium and tooth decay than there is between fluoride. A huge study in India showed that the kids with the most tooth decay had the lowest calcium and the highest fluoride levels, and the kids with the least tooth decay had the highest calcium and the lowest fluoride level. So it really isn't a benefit to put this stuff in the water, except to the people that have tons of it to get rid of.
And now the question is, why then are the dentists pushing this? I mean, after all, certainly don't the dentists know about the lead and that they're poisoning the mines, destroying the minds of our children?
No, they don't. Matter of fact, I've been in situations. I was on a radio program debating a physician, a pediatrician. He's going blah blah blah. We need to do it for little kids, and I said, you know, are you recommending that they consume, you know, high levels of arsenic? And he said, oh, there's only about one part per billion arsenic after you know when you add the fluoridating chemicals. And I said, my point exactly is that one part per billion is sufficient to cause an additional cancer of one per thousand of the water users. In California, the maximum public health goal, actually, for arsenic in the water is four parts per trillion. That's the T word. And he just you know, was flabbergasted. He said, well, you know, that's such a little tiny amount. Well, I said, you know, this is a real noxious substance, and it causes a lot of problems. And so a little tiny bit, it causes a whole lot of problems. And he didn't get it. The dentists don't get it. The first toxicologists to study the impact of fluoride on the brains of animals in a dental school was Phyllis Mullinex in Harvard. And she got fired for her trouble, and that... you know, they said, oh, you're doing work that's of no value to dentists. And that she, in her unlawful termination lawsuit, went to the letter that Jack Hine had written her to headhunter, a recruiter from the Boston Hospital for Children, says, please come to Harvard and study the effect of lead on the brains of your test animals. So anyway.
Was it lead or fluoride?
I'm sorry, fluoride. You got me. And yes, fluoride. And she never got around to studying mercury because the letter also says study lead, fluoride and mercury. And so when she got done with the fluoride experiment, they said, if you publish that, we're going to fire you. And so she said, well, I didn't come here not to publish. And they said, well, you're fired. And so.
And I think what people have to understand is that they know what they're doing. They just want the American people to realize that they're poisoning the minds of our children. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation? If you wanted to be harmful to our nation, would you get a job, you know, and work in a small community? Or would you get a job working for government where you were in a key position where you could cover up the damage that was being done? I mean, isn't poisoning a nation a lot safer than simply walking in, trying to conquer it with armies? You know, people find it difficult, and they think it'd be this crass or indifferent, and yet we're poisoning the minds with mercury. I mean, there's no safe level of mercury. We're poisoning the minds with lead. There's no safe level of lead. We're poisoning the minds with fluoride, and if you really look at it, there's no safe level of fluoride, no matter what they keep saying. In fact, recent even think tanks are... committees put forward by the FDA and other organizations that, you know, they thought we're going to excuse, you know, what's happening with the fluoride, have come up and said, you know, the levels that you're using, 4 parts per million of fluoride, which is permissible for water, is too high. It's toxic. But, you know, David, the average dentist, the average pediatrician, the average physician really cannot accept this because they've been programmed to believe a lie.
They can't believe that that's what they're doing. And, you know, I've had long discussions with people, and they genuflect in the direction of authority. They say, oh, well, so-and-so wouldn't do that. And well, you know, I don't know if they would or wouldn't, but they are doing that. And that's the thing that the people don't understand is it's not a question of they may or may not do it. They are doing it. And so, you know, the evidence is clear.
I mean, here we hear just this last couple of days why they've isolated this man with, you know, drug-resistant tuberculosis. This man now, because they're afraid he is going to kill others, is being isolated by the CDC because he took a plane trip and he had drug-resistant tuberculosis, and the government's there to protect our health. And yet, of course, we had a major epidemic of AIDS. We could have stopped it readily. 500,000 people have died from AIDS. Another million and a half are infected and in the process of dying and costing a tremendous amount of money, but personal suffering as well. And yet the very people who orchestrated that epidemic are in key positions. And the Centers for Disease Control at the NIH, at the FDA, today. And nobody ever asked why. Why would nobody fire it after a half million Americans have been killed necessarily?
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wides, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is Dr. David Kennedy. David, before we go on, would you like to get out your webpage or a webpage where people could find out more about what we're talking about?
Yes, that would be the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, and this is just a series of letters. I, as in Ignacio, A as in Alpha, O as in Oscar, M as in Mike, and T as in Tango, or International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, period, O-R-G. And there you can watch a brief excerpt of the video that you carry, Stan, the smoking teeth. There are papers on the fluoride problems. There's a discussion on the webpage of among dentists, actually, and physicians on the impact of mercury and so on the health of the public. It's a good website, especially to find a practitioner that understands these problems also.
And of course, we actually carry several of David's DVDs on fluoride and on mercury as well.
And on autism, I think you have the Thimerosal DVD also.
Yes, we have the one on the Thimerosal, we have the one on the smoking teeth, and then we have, I believe, two that you supplied for me, one put out by another group on drinking water and on fluoride, and then the one that you put out. And we're looking forward to the next one you're working on as well.
It's coming right along. It's you know, the fluoride is an amazingly toxic substance, and that it's easy to show workers that, you know, were nearly killed by it, or pipes that have been ruined by it, or people's health that has been destroyed by it. People need to understand that little tiny bits of poisonous substances over a long period of time cause adverse health effects. You know, John Wayne learned about smoking. You know, a little bit of cigarettes here and there, here and there, here and there, and pretty soon, you know, something bad happens.
Well, what happened? What's the story about the woman who had the horses? The show horses.
The show horses. These are thoroughbreds. These are high dollar horses. And she just loves them. You've never seen a horse better fed and cared for than hers. She gets up every morning at the crack of dawn and feeds them. You know, everything from squashed up aloe vera and herbs but she just couldn't get some of her brood mares in to become pregnant. And that's the thing that you were talking about earlier, is that fluoride damages the reproductive capacity of animals and humans.
And that's one reason they want it in there, because a lot of this is population control. Destroy the mines, but destroy the fertility, because there are too many people in the world. And what better way to destroy fertility than fluoride in the water? They know it affects fertility. There are lots of big studies that show it affects fertility. Well, we can't let the American people know what we're doing. Why do you think so many more young people today than ever before, you know, can't get pregnant? And why is the testosterone level in men falling? It's down about 50%. Why do so many men have to take these drugs because of erectile dysfunction? Oh, we have no idea, but we know that fluoride is safe and effective in the drinking water. Oh, it's a poison, and it lowers the testosterone levels, and they've got all the studies. It lowers the sperm count. It destroys the sperm. It increases the Down syndrome. You got a Down's child? Why, you look up the studies, the effect of fluoride. But what about the horses? Even horses are affected.
Well, what she has, in retrospect, remember this, you know, they began to fluoridate more than 20 years ago in Colorado, in Pagosa Springs. In retrospect, she's gone back and looked at when the problems began and what they were, and then really they all began to go away when she and her husband finally got water rights to the San Juan River and began to haul river water for the horses. And that's the amazing thing. She lost two horses, and her neighbors lost horses, and when she got on this, she started sending bone material to the Leonard Crook, the veterinary pathologist at Cornell. And that's how I heard about it, because it was published in the peer-reviewed scientific literature about the damage to horses in Pagosa Springs from drinking fluoridated water. And that I was at a scientific conference, and she was there and had some startling video of what it had done to her horses. So I, on my way back to San Diego, I landed in Pagosa Springs, and my wife and I spent a couple of days with Wayne and Kathy Justice making some new video of the horses now that they've recovered. And so this is another segment in the two DVD set, stand that we're working on. It's called Poisoned Horses. And Kathy and Wayne just sit down there and tell you what happened to the horses. And it even changed their personality. Wayne talks about his horse and Skipper. And he said, you know, if Skipper came at you, it was to bite you or kick you. It was, you know, this horse just was angry. And he said he knows it's not because of the way he is handling horses, because he said, I've been around horses all my life. And but he said that stopped shortly after they got him on river water. And he said, now he said he's just a lover. And I got a picture of Kathy giving the horse a big kiss, and the horse kisses back. You know, it's just, and she wipes this horse slobber off her face, and she says, "Horse slobber." But you know, these are nice horses. We were out in the field. Sienna was another horse they had that had these big lesions on her skin. You know, how can you show a horse that has a bunch of bumps that are, you know, big as a grapefruit sticking out on the side of their skin? And she said that they began to suspect it was the water, because when they went to a show, they took the horse along just, you know, so they could expose her to the sights and sounds of the theater of the horse show. And when the horse was away for a couple of weeks, the bumps went away, and they get back in about 15 hours, the bumps were back, and they said, must be something on the farm here. And since they had city water, they finally figured out it was the city water, and all of a sudden, this is the most beautiful horse you've seen. It's got a beautiful, silky red rust coat. It's absolutely flawless. And one of the shots is we pan around the room, and Kathy said, "Well, most of the ribbons are out in the barn. These are just the most recent ones. And here's a room's probably got what 250 ribbons, you know, hanging around." That she shows her horses. It's what they do for fun and entertainment. And Wayne's a Western artist, and so when he's not painting pictures, he's showing horses.
Well, I mean, the tragedy is fluoride will poison horses. It's poisoning our children, and people find it difficult to believe that anybody, I mean, the U.S. Public Health Service, would be pushing a program that would poison our children. Of course they would. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. I mean, remember, they were the same people who pushed the Tuskegee study designed to kill blacks for 30, 40 years, 31 to what, 71, when they had this program going. 40 years, U.S. Public Health Service. We're going to, you know, withhold treatment for blacks for syphilis so we can autopsy them and carve them up and see how the syphilis has ravaged their body. Was anybody ever punished? No. I mean, until you can understand the mentality that there are people who look at the world differently. But the fluoride scam is one of the most frightening things. I what 2% of our population, water supply, how fluoridated, and they're paying communities all across America to have the fluoride so they can avoid themselves.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. If any of our guests have, or any of our listeners have a question, the number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I should mention we carry a book by Dr. Kennedy. What is it? How to Preserve Your Teeth?
How to Save Your Teeth.
How to Save Your Teeth. And this is an excellent little book if you have any dental problems. But we have a number of interviews with Dr. Kennedy. And the things he's saying, he has a scientific backing for. He travels the country obtaining information. Talking to the people, many of them have been key people or supporters of water fluoridation. And when they learned the truth, they were horrified. Now, people who've tried to tell the truth, and if they're still working in government, if they're still, you know, working for the Public Health Service, oh, well, they come under tremendous pressure. Is Harvey Lambach still, is he able to do the interviews on water fluoridation? Because at one time he was already almost afraid to do them.
He's a professor at the University of Toronto in Canada. And that they basically, he has tenure, so they haven't been able to fire him, but he basically doesn't do interviews anymore. He said his research is published and his position is clear. But
he told me he had been threatened. He said,
of course he did.
My children, you know, and my job for this, but my information's up there.
The Canadian
they start threatening professors to silence them, you know there's something to hide.
Exactly. The Canadian Dental Association did fire him. He was the spokesperson for fluoridation, and he said, you know, that fluoride, this is a guy that likes fluoride. He likes, you know, recommends it. I wouldn't recommend it. I'd say, you know, why would you tell your child to brush with arsenic? You'd be arrested as an idiot. But anyway, he likes it because it does appear to have an impact on tooth decay. Well, so does saliva. So anyway... But anyway, the Canadian Dental Association fired him, says he couldn't do his job. Why couldn't he do his job? Well, he couldn't recommend that we put hazardous waste in the water supply. He was one of the guys that didn't believe me when I said that. And he scuffled around, got busy, and called up the water treatment plant and said, now, you guys don't put hazardous waste in the water supply. And said, no, we use hydrofluosulfuric acid. And he said, where does that come from? Well, that comes from, phosphate mining industry. And he said, well, it's purified, right? And he said, well... no, it's about 23% hydrofluosulfuric acid and about 17% fluoride. Well, anybody's really good is going to say, well, you know, I'm 17% fluoride. What is the rest of it made out of? You know,
so lead, arsenic, polonium,
cadmium. It's so he finally managed to figure out that, you know, he'd been duped, and that the trouble was he was the guy in charge of duping everybody else. And so when he got smart, he quit doing it. Well, you know, Stan, I'm kind of a different kind of American. You know, is that if you dupe me and I catch you at it, I'm going to tell everybody about it.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to just go quietly back to my den and sit around and say, boy, I sure hate those guys out there duping the public. No, I'm going to tell the public, you're being duped. And that's exactly what I'm saying. There is no reason on God's green earth to put fluoride in any substance you drink, swallow, bathe in, wash the baby in, or give to the horses. You know, it's just not good for them.
Well, but if it was just a fluoride, but they're adding arsenic and lead and polonium, and other substances to that, all poisons, and they're putting in your drinking water. They say, oh, it's so dilute, though, you know, and I love that. Just one part per billion of the arsenic. Yeah, but one part per billion will increase significantly the incidence of cancer. And we used to have one cancer for about every 3 out of 100 people to get cancer. You know, that was 100 years ago. Now 50 out of 100 get cancer. And the Public Health Service has no idea why that's happening. Aw, shucks. But, you know, well, we're going to do more studies on that. It's all about, in my estimation, a large part of it, population control. Fluoridation decreases fertility, lowers intelligence, produces cancer, and there are many studies that show
relationship between cancer and water fluoridation. It attacks the bones, increases the fragility of bones, and doubles the incidence of hip fractures in elder, in postmenopausal women in areas where they've fluoridated the water, and it attacks the thyroid, and it attacks the endocrine system and produces early menarche. It attacks the whole reproductive system. How could they possibly have this scam and the average doctor, the average dentist not know?
They're not taught it, Stan. Basically, we have people in white coats at the front of the class that read from a textbook that is false information. And that I can't think of any better way to say that. Is it is basically just made up stuff that they're out there reading to us, and that we've got to pass a test for the dental board in order to get a license, and so that you memorize lies. And that's essentially what happened in dentistry. Is that the control of dentistry has been given up not to the government, but to a trade association called the American Dental Association. And they get money from their seal of approval. They make money from advertising. They make money from allowing exhibitors to display their wares at their conventions and advertise to the profession. And they claimed in court here in California they owe no duty of care to the public. And they're not a regulatory agency of any portion of the government. And yet they regulate dentistry. Is it if you want to get a license to practice dentistry, you need to pass the national board's exam. Who's in charge of that? With the ADA. If you wanted to open a dental school and start teaching students how to fix teeth, how do you get it accredited? Well, you'd have to go to the ADA. And so while they argue on the one hand that they're not a regulatory agency, they regulate dentistry. And so what can you do about that? And that's in there lies the rub, because they have to be taken away from this regulatory process. I agree with them. They're not a regulatory agency, and they shouldn't be allowed to regulate either, because they have other interests. They have fiduciary interests, money interests in products, and so they shouldn't be teaching students.
David, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much.
God bless you, Stan.
Our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. Enjoyed the program. I hope it's motivated you. Check it out. It could be true.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand back here. I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. Enjoy something like this. And some of you may be skeptical. Oh, that couldn't be true. nobody would want to poison the American people. I mean, it's just coincidence that our kids, when they graduate from high school, you know, on the average, can't compete with average kids from other countries. Some of our kids are brilliant. Yes, they are. I've got a young man that goes to my church, really brilliant. Of course, he's only been here for a few years. Came over from Bulgaria, valedictorian of his class. Why would a kid from Bulgaria be the valedictorian of his class and going to one of the most prestigious schools in this country, you know, that takes only the top students? Well, because, of course, his mind is working very, very efficiently. And if so, the minds of so many of our children are not. Watch Jay Leno. I mean, Jay Leno is vulgar, of course, but watch his jaywalking. I mean, a lot of our kids don't even know who's buried in Grant's tomb. I mean, it is frightening when you see some of these kids that he picks up on the street, and a lot of them are going to college. I mean, that's the thing. They don't even recognize Obama, who's, you know, running for the president of the United States. The tragedy is we're destroying the minds of our children. If you'd like to get the material we have on water fluoridation, we have 2 4 tape sets, we have 2 DVDs, we have certainly the book of the fluoride deception, very, very well documented book going into how they're poisoning our people. We have the same thing with water fluoridation. We have 2 DVDs, Sweet Remedy, Sweet Misery. We have 2 4 tape sets. We have a number of books the excitotoxins, the taste that kills, and the book we have on the mercury is called Evidence of Harm. The excitotoxin, the taste that kills, is about the NutraSweep they're using to destroy the minds of our children, because it is basically it destroys nerve cells, and they know that. I mean, NutraSweet is a deadly poison, and yet they keep saying, well, we don't know why we have this epidemic of autism, and why 1 in 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental type of defect, this autism spectrum of disease. And they do know that is what's so criminal about it. Probably the best source of information we have is a DVD and or video entitled Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda by Dr. Ayoub. And when you get it, you get a CD-ROM along with that, with thousands of pages of government documentation and scientific studies. We just throw that in. We want you to have the information. We want you to check it out. We want you out on the street corners telling the American people the enemy is not over in hiding in a cave in Pakistan, or he's not trying to kill our boys on the streets of Baghdad. The enemy is here, and he's working at the CDC, at the NIH, at the FDA. I've talked to some of these people when I was working on the AIDS epidemic, and they did not want to stop that epidemic. And millions of people throughout the world have died as a direct result of their public health policy. And today in Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women are AIDS infected, thanks to our public health service and the World Health Organization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Stamina and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-